My name is Taylor Ward. I'm 26 years old. Today is the 21st of October in 2015, and I'm speaking with Phyllis Ward, who is my grandma, and we are recording this interview in this thing. Okay. Tell me something you regret having not done, and why have you not done it?
Just talk to the phone.
I'm sorry, but I can't think of anything that I haven't done that I wanted to do. Because I do what I want. I'm kind of like that.
Pretty good answer.
And that's just my way of living. Whatever I want to do, I do it. That's me.
All right, let's see what else we got.
Is there anything you regret having not told someone? Why haven't you told them?
I don't think I regret not telling anybody. I told my mother I loved her so much. And I told my father that. And I'm so thankful I did, because they were really good parents. And I miss them. So I don't regret too much about my family.
You regret anything about not telling Jackie?
No, I told her everything, and she always liked it.
She was crazy.
Yeah, she was a barrel of fun.
She's the most fun person I've ever met.
Mm-hmm.
Close second will be Susan.
Yeah.
Susan's pretty damn fun.
Mm-hmm. My sister Lena was a beautiful lady, real popular and everything, just a beautiful lady. And I loved her a lot, and she loved me a lot. And then I had a brother, Herbert. He was the second in our family. Lena was first, Herbert was second. And he was the father of Linda and Susan. And his wife was named Mary. And I loved that family so much. We're wonderful. And Jackie and Kenny were great. I loved my family so much, and I miss my family, and I don't know why they all left me here by myself, but I guess I'm doing all right. I don't know. I work at it. I try to be all right.
Well, but you still got some family left.
I miss my family. I miss my brother, and I miss my sisters, and I miss my mother, and I miss my dad. But I have those good memories. So, that's great.
Tell me some of the important life lessons you've learned, and how did you learn them?
Well, life's lessons. I'm going to have to think about that one.
You were always good at saving money.
Yeah. I learned to handle money after I got married. And I was a very, very happy person with my marriage. I loved my husband so much. It was just great. I never loved anybody like I loved him. So he's very special in my life.
Why do you think you guys got along so well?
Because we loved each other. It just worked out that way. And we started going together in grade school, high school, college. But we just loved each other.
Did you ever fight?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to lie and say I never. Yeah, we'd fight, but it was always fun making up. But not too much. We got along good. We loved each other very much. A lot. I loved my husband. He's a good father to my children. Just a very special, special person. And I loved him a lot. And I still do.
Share with me some of your happiest memories.
My happiest memories was when my children were born. Bill and I both were so happy. We were so happy that we had these two children. And we loved both of them so much. And still do. I miss Bill so much. It's just so hard without him being here. But it was wonderful I had him the time I did have.
What was like a really good memory though? Like was it a holiday or?
Yeah. We had so many good memories. We both loved each other so much. So we had a lot of good memories. We really were happy together. And that went on a long time until he passed away. I never got over him. I'll always love him. He was so special in my life. So special. What a great man. I really loved him.
Share with me memories of times when things were difficult for you.
I can't remember too many difficult times because we were so much in love that we didn't feel difficult.
Tell me about that house that you guys rented in Cesar that you said wasn't worth the $15 a month or whatever.
It wasn't. I swear to God it wasn't. But we were happy there. We were happy every place we ever lived because we were together.
It didn't have a bathroom or something.
No. Well, it had a toilet seat out on the pantry. And I think we paid $10 a month for that house. And it was just a weird house. It sat right on the ground. And there was a grocery store behind us. And the rats would come over when the grocery store closed to our house because we had heat. And you could hear them in the walls. And I was scared to death of everything like that.
Didn't you clean something and it caught fire or something like that? Or like the oven or
something? I don't know. I can't remember that, but we had a lot of experiences in our life.
I remember you telling me when I was a kid that you had a certain amount a month, like $20 or something for groceries.
Mm-hmm.
And that if you had any left over, you'd buy Hershey's chocolate.
That's right. those candy bars, and you'd get 10 of them for 39 cents. And that was a really big treat. And
how do you make $20 last for a month or something, though?
Well, you just work at it. You just work at it because you can do it. I mean, I had always had money around and things with my family. They were good about taking care of me and had my own car and everything. And Bill and I got married and we were just happy as could be.
Did your dad own a car dealer or something?
Yeah, he owned Kaiser Frazier.
Is that where you got your cars? Or?
Yeah, that's where I got my car. And
had a pearl handle.
Yes, it did. It had a spotlight. And I went to Springfield, Illinois to work, and I parked it out in front of the house where I was renting a room. And the first night I was there, they stole my spotlight. I was really upset about that.
Was it a convertible, or was it a... I mean, how do you steal a damn spotlight?
Well, it was a Kaiser. It was a Kaiser car, and it was a really nice car, beautiful. And to open the doors, there was a button to push. You didn't have to open them, and it was just a beautiful car, and I was really proud of it. And I had driven it up to Springfield where I was working, and I loved that. That was a great time in my life. I really enjoyed it. I learned a lot about life. It was a Catholic church right across the street from where I lived, and I loved watching the people go in and things. And I just rented a room in this house.
It was an old woman, right?
Mm-hmm. And I don't know how I had the guts to do these things, but I did. And I never really had any bad experiences.
That would have been in the late 40s, right?
Well, I graduated from high school in 49. And so it was before I got married. And
when did you get married?
1952. And Bill was in the service, and that's when we decided we'd get married. And I never, ever was. I was always happy with him. I loved him so much. I can remember when I was going to the Methodist Church in Susser. And they used to have the girls in one section and the boys in one section. And I could see him, and I thought he was so good looking. But I was about 15, maybe. Maybe 14 or 13. But I just fell in love with him. I loved him a long, long time. We were very, very happy together. He was just a great man.
Tell me your favorite memory of me.
Of you? Oh, gosh. I loved him so much. I was so proud of him. Taylor. I loved his name. I loved everything about him. He was just so cute. And his grandpa would take him in the car driving when I was working, and he would get such a kick out of the things he'd say and do. He's just a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful experience in my life, and thank you, Lord, for letting me have him. I love him so much.
I remember my mom saying that you guys used to lay me out when I was a baby on a rug or something, and because you thought my butt was so cute.
Oh, and that's the truth. It was. It still is. Oh, Bill and I loved our grandchildren. We were just so happy. So happy with them. They're just wonderful.
I remember you guys used to pick me up on Fridays because I got off school
early. Mm-hmm.
And Grandpa used to bug me about reading.
Mm-hmm.
Because I read so much.
Yeah.
So I'd hide in the bathroom and read.
Because yeah.
Otherwise he'd bother me.
Yeah, we'd talk to you.
Yeah.
You wanted to read. Yeah, you just loved reading. And we were worried that you were just not paying any attention to us. We wanted your attention, but you wanted to read. You'd close the door in the bedroom. But we both just loved it. We loved it. We loved our grandchildren. We loved our children. I have had a wonderful life. I miss my husband. I loved him so much. So much.
Tell me how you would like people to remember you.
Well, I don't know exactly how I'd like for you to remember me. I like people. I like them being around me. I love my family. So happy with my family. Thank God. I don't know how everything worked out so good in our lives. I miss my husband so much, but I know I'll be with him someday. We loved each other so much. I love my grandchildren. I love my children. Thank you, Lord, for letting me have all of these nice things.
You want me to tell you how I remember you?
Mm-hmm.
If there was anybody closest to a saint, it'd be you. No matter what, you know, I learned how to treat other people from you and Grandpa. And I remember going to Wiener Schnitzel one time, and there was a guy outside that was begging for money. And we ate food, and we brought him food outside. And then Grandpa made us go home and get a bunch of his clothes and a razor. And we brought it back to him, and he cleaned up in the bathroom at the Wiener Schnitzel and put on Grandpa's clothes and you always have clothes in your car for people, and you always help people no matter what. I remember that woman that needed a walker. She's an old lady, and you had a walker at home, and I remember you bringing it to her, and when she died she brought it back. And that's how I learned how to treat people, you know. I mean, that's why I'm nice to people, I think. My dad doesn't do that. My mom does a little bit, but you and Grandpa did that to everybody. Ask me something that you are curious about but have never brought up with me before.
I'm curious about your life. I love you so much. I just adore you. Thank you, Lord, for letting him be mine. And I'm just so happy to have my grandchildren. So happy to have the life that I've had. Bill and I loved each other so much. And out of that love come these grandchildren. Thank God for so many things. I miss my husband. I loved him very much.
If you knew this was going to be our last conversation, is there anything you have never said before that you now want to share with me?
Taylor, I am so happy with my family. I'm so happy with my life. Thank God I have these people. I don't know what we did in our life to get all these special people. I love my family so much. I love my grandchildren. It's just a wonderful, wonderful life I've lived. I miss my husband, but I don't forget about him. I love him just the way I always did. And someday we'll be together again. I know we will.
Tell me about your parents.
I had wonderful parents. They were very, very good to me. My mom, my dad, they both were really good to me. No matter what, they saw I had whatever I needed. I can remember my mother ordering from Montgomery Ward's to get heavy-duty jackets and so forth to keep you warm during the winter months. I always had nice clothes. They were very good to me. I was their last child. They had four children, and I was the fourth. I think they probably enjoyed me more because they had the money to do things for me, and they were wonderful with it. Where the other kids, they had some hard times. My mom was sick at different times. But I had a wonderful life with my mom and dad, and I loved him so much.
What did your dad do?
My dad had worked in the coal mines, and then when he felt he could get out, he opened up his own businesses, which was the Gulf filling station that he built next to our home. And my parents were very good at going ahead and making money, picking the right things in life to do. And they built a nice, big, beautiful building in Cesar there. And they had appliances and things for sale. And they did a lot of good things. I never knew them to be poor. Maybe they were, but I never knew it because they always furnished me all the things that I needed or wanted. They were very wonderful parents.
They grew flowers, didn't they?
Yes, Easter lilies. We had acres and acres of them. They were beautiful, and people would come from all over to see them. And we used to sell them to the market in Chicago, and the trucks would stop and pick them up. They would watch for them, and they would stop and pick them up was a fun time in my life. And all the neighbors would come in and do the bunching of them. There were 24 in each package. And my parents paid anybody that came to work. They worked in the basement, arranging the flowers, and then they were sent to Chicago. So it was a fun time in my life, and they were prosperous. They were people that worked, and they always did well with money.
Didn't Herb take pictures during World War II? Was it two or one?
Two. Yeah.
He'd send them home and you guys would develop?
Uh-huh. And then he would send them the people where he was would pay to have them sent to their family. And I can remember we'd have like 40 different pictures and we would take one from each pile and one and one and one until we got like 40 pictures, and then we'd send them to the addresses that he sent us. And that was during World War II. And people were really thrilled to get these pictures and things that he had taken over there. And he had made a camera out of a cigar box, and it was a wonderful, people were so happy to get the information and things that they didn't know was going on. And I can remember us taking pictures and they would be like maybe 40 pictures on the table, and we'd take one from each one, and then we would send them to whoever the people were. He would send a list of whoever their families were, and we would send them to them. It was a fun time in our lives. It was so different. That was during World War II.
What about when your mom gave birth to you? Didn't she hide you? Hide that she was pregnant?
Yes. Well, my mother, there'd been quite a while since she'd had any children, and she wasn't planning to have any more. And all of a sudden, she found out, oh my God, I'm pregnant. Going to have this kid. So she just didn't tell anybody. She didn't say anything. She just wore an apron over her and kept it kind of loose. And not even her sisters knew that she was going to have a baby.
Because she had tuberculosis, right?
Yes, she had tuberculosis, and they had said that she shouldn't be having children after that because she wasn't strong enough. And so anyway, she didn't tell anybody, none of her sisters. She had two sisters that lived close, and none of them knew that she was pregnant. They just thought she was getting a little heavier. And so none of them knew when I was born. And my father-in-law ended up delivering me. So my husband's father was a doctor, and he delivered me. Now, who in the hell can say that? But it's the God's truth.
Did he say if he'd known you were going to be his daughter or something?
He just smacked my ass good when he had the chance. They were wonderful people. They were just wonderful. I loved my in-laws. I loved my family. I've had such a wonderful life. Such a wonderful life. I'm just so happy with my children and my grandchildren. And I miss my husband a lot. I love him so much. But thank God I had him.
Tell me about the time with Engelbert Humperdinck.
I'm going to have to think about that one.
Engelbert, yeah, Humperdinck. I can't remember too much about that. Let me think about that one.
Grandpa was getting Playboy at the time.
Oh, yeah.
And you were upset that he was looking at naked women.
Yes.
And so you threw a fit about Johnny Carson.
Yeah.
And Johnny Carson had Engelbert Humperdinck on his show.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys were in Vegas.
Yeah.
And you saw across the hotel, across the
and
way.
And I ran across the street.
Because they had Engelbert Humperdinck playing. And tell me about all the women out front.
Well, I tell you what, Engelbert was there. And I ran across the street and to get to see him. Grandpa was mad. Naturally. But I just played that part up good.
You had pink feathers on, didn't you?
Yeah. I had pink feathers on, and Engelbert picked three women to come in the room where he was, and I was one of them. And I was so excited. And my husband was so mad.
They took you in a broom closet.
Yeah, in a broom closet. And there was a desk back in that place. And I thought, where in the hell am I? And it was like a cleaning office set up to clean, where the brooms and all of that was to clean this place where we were. And oh my God, I almost forgot about that whole thing, but it was really nice. There I was right in the room with Engelbert, but was my husband ever pissed? I want to tell you, he was so mad. Oh my God.
I remember even when he was much older than that. Anytime he brought up Engelbert Humperdinck.
Yeah, it made him mad. This is true. And I didn't care a thing about Engelbert, but I mean he was the hot thing, so there we were. How in the hell did I get into that? But well, you never know where I'm gonna be. He was at the same in the same place where we were renting, and there I was with Engelbert.
Was that the same time that you guys went as the Angels from with Kismet?
Oh no, that was a different time, but we had a wonderful time over the bus. Oh, that was so much fun.
And we're all black people except for you.
Yeah. We're the only ones that wasn't black. But we had so much fun. I'm telling you, I loved Kismet. I worked with her at the Bank of America. She was just great. And I think Bella and I had the best time of everybody there. We were there about 3 days. And we just had such a wonderful time. And I loved her. I wish I knew where she was. I really loved her a lot. But
tell me about my parents getting married in the backyard.
Oh my God. We're so happy to get them married. They were just so much in love.
My mom said if it wasn't for you, you never would have gotten married because you did all the stuff, getting the cake and getting the dress and everything.
Yeah, but it was beautiful when we had a wonderful time. And, oh, my God, they were so much in love, but they just couldn't get their act together. So we stepped in, and I love her so much. I love that lady so much. She's so wonderful. Bill and I both loved her.
Dr. Mahler played the piano, didn't she?
Yes, she did, and she sang, too.
Mom said it was all going good until Grandpa started serving drinks, and then everybody got too drunk.
Yeah, that's probably the truth. But we had a wonderful time. It was just, I was so happy to have Kathy. It's my daughter-in-law. Just so happy. She's just a wonderful person. I've loved her ever since I met her. I can remember the first time Bruce brought her over. He said he's going to bring this girl over, and it was around Christmas time. And
it would have been about 15, right?
Uh-huh. And anyway, they came in, and then they Bruce decided he needed to get some hangers to hang the Christmas balls on the Christmas tree. And so he was going to go get those little hangy things. And I said, honey, you can just stay here with us. And she said, She's home with him. And she's so cute and so sweet. And I just loved her. And I still just love her to pieces. She's been such a wonderful part of my life. I love her so much. Thank you, Lord, for letting her be in my life. She's so special.
Share with me the story about how you and Grandpa met.
Well, we saw each other in church at the Methodist church. And
he went to a different school, didn't he?
Yeah, he went to the south side and I went to the north side. And so the north side went to the south side for the 7th and 8th grade. And that's when I first saw him, and I thought, oh my God, that's the cutest guy. So,
didn't you say he'd had his head shaved?
Yes, he'd had his head shaved.
He had a nice bike.
Yeah, he did have a nice bike. But anyway, he'd had his head shaved. And he hadn't planned on it, but then when he got to the barber, he just told him to take all the hair off, and they did. And I saw this guy, and he had no hair. But we lived, I lived on one side in Susser, and he lived on the other. And so we didn't go to the same school until I went to the 7th grade, and then we went to that larger school. And that's when I met him, and that's when I saw that guy that I loved. It just continued on and on. We really loved each other so much. We're very happy together. We loved our families.
Where did you guys get married?
We got married and I gotta think about that one, huh?
In Hawaii or?
Yeah, in Hawaii. We were married in Hawaii. And it was such a wonderful time, and it was a nice time because we were away from both families. Not that we didn't love our families, but it made it special because we leaned on each other, and I learned a lot of things about keeping house and this and that. And
tell about when you had Dad.
Yeah.
They wouldn't let Grandpa be in the hospital.
No, they wouldn't let him stay in the hospital, and he was really upset. They told him to go home, and they would call him and tell him. And I went in about 4 o'clock in the day with labor, and they said, yeah, you're going to have your baby, but it'll be a while. He needs to go on home, and we'll contact him. And, of course, he didn't like that, but anyway, he went because he wanted to know when the baby was born. And it was about 3 or 4 hours later, and they called him, and he come to see the baby at the hospital and come in to see me, and then...
Didn't you go down to look at the babies?
Uh-huh. I had gone down to look at the babies before Bruce was born. And when I started back to the room, I got what was a pretty severe pain. And I thought, oh, my God, I better go in here. It wasn't long before Bruce was born. I had my children.
And there was a lady screaming.
Uh-huh. And I thought, my God, I got to... When will I be screaming like that? And I never was screaming like that because I had it right away. Had it right away. I didn't have time to...
Doctor was in to check the other lady.
he'd come in to check the other lady, and I said, would you care to check me? And he said, okay, honey, I'll be over there in a little while, but you're all right. And so then when he came over, he said... He went to look to see how everything was going. He said, oh, my God, you're having this baby. Can you wait? So Bruce came real fast. And it was an easy birth, a wonderful birth. So happy I got him. It was wonderful.
What was my dad like when he was growing up?
Well, your father was a good guy. He was head of his class at school, and he just fit right in, seemed to be with everybody. And we were living in Claremont at the time, and he was the president of the school, and he just fit right in.
What about that lady who stole his baseball?
Oh, I don't know about that.
He was playing catch with some kid down the street.
Uh-huh.
She ran out and took the baseball, and you went down and got it back.
That's right. I stood up for my kids, and you better believe I did. I went and got his ball. She ran out and grabbed it because she didn't like him playing in her yard. And so I went to call the police. I knocked on somebody's door and asked them if I could come in and call the police because she'd grabbed the ball and wasn't going to give it back. So, anyway, I called the police and they came and they got things squared away and we got the ball back.
Tell me about the time he rolled his truck over here.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, when was that?
No, he must have been young.
Yeah, he was. He didn't roll it, though.
Really?
Somebody hit him, or he hit somebody, or something.
Yeah.
He was like 16. And he was already going with Kathy at the time. And once he saw Kathy, he just was happy with that. And we loved her. And was a wonderful, wonderful time in our life. They're really special, all of them.
Do you remember us all going up to Idlewild for Thanksgiving?
Yes. We just go to Idlewild for Thanksgiving, and we had a great time up there.
Played cards or something with pennies. I remember betting with pennies.
We'd play cards, we did everything. And
I remember you yodeling.
Yeah. I was good at it, too.
I don't know about good.
Yeah, I was good.
I remember my mom and I were out hiking, and we were trying to figure out where the house was.
And I yodeled.
And I could hear yodeling. I thought, well, nobody else would do that.
It was your grandmother.
Do you remember when we were in Las Vegas for Scott's wedding, and you were drunk?
Oh.
And there was like 10 or 15 of us in that hotel room. I remember Casey was there with his girlfriend at the time, and my mom and dad, and grandpa, and you decided we ought to moon people out the window.
Yeah, we did.
Because they were that that water show at the Bellagio, and there was all these people looking right at us. We stuck our asses out the window.
Yeah, and we did. We mooned them.
Yeah.
And that's the only time I've ever mooned anybody, but I enjoyed it.
Do you remember when we were going up to Utah a couple of years ago, and my mom and I were in my dad's truck, and you and dad were in the Honda? And we were driving past you, and my mom was getting a soda out of the back seat. I said, hurry up, stick your ass out the window. We're going by. She stuck her ass out the window. You guys.
Oh, and we loved it. Yeah. God, love her.
She told me a story about you guys being somewhere and wanting to get in a hot tub, and you didn't have suits or something.
Oh, yeah, we didn't have. Yeah, I don't know how we went. I forgot.
Y'all went in all your clothes.
Yeah, the clothes we had on, we just jumped in there. I can't remember where we were, but we were someplace we were staying, and they had this hot tub, and we just wanted to go in it. So we just went in.
She told me about this time. I think you guys were in Vegas. You might have been somewhere else, but her and my dad met you there. And
they slept in the car or something.
No, there was one bed, and you all slept in the
same bed. All the same bed.
And she got up in the middle of the night, and everybody moved over, and she didn't have any space in the bed anymore.
God love her. Bless her. That's right. They were going to stay in the truck, and we got them, and we all got in the same bed, great big old bed. We had a wonderful time. We've had some good times, wonderful times.
You know, one of the funniest things I remember about Grandpa is when I'd stay the night, and in the morning, he'd always have his robe on and go to the bathroom and he'd come out. And he always had his hair done real nice, but in the mornings when he'd wake up, it'd be up right on one side, a comb over. It looked like a sailboat with his sail up.
Yeah. I miss him so much. I don't know why I've been left here without him. Now, that doesn't seem quite right. But I've tried to work on it, but I miss him so much. I loved him so much. I really, really loved him.
We all did.
Yeah, we did. Very special person.